A Syrian official says the ceasefire in his country can succeed if Turkey and Saudi Arabia stop interfering and put an end to their support for militants. Deputy Minister for National Reconciliation said the Syrian government is determined to continue fighting terrorism. Ahmad Munir added that, quote, the terror threat to Europe will increase if no peace deal is made. He also said a peaceful settlement to the situation in his country would curb the flow of refugees to Europe. Munir's comments come as a Russia-US brokered truce has been in place in Syria since Saturday. On this front, Daesh terrorists and a number of foreign-backed militant groups are mainly blamed for nearly 5 years of war in Syria, which has left over 260,000 people dead and displaced millions of others. Well, to discuss this further, let's go to Washington and talk to Gareth Porter, investigative journalist. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Porter, to what extent are Turkey and Saudi Arabia interfering in the ceasefire process, and why aren't they giving the ceasefire a chance?
I think the answer to that question is quite simple, that both Saudi Arabia and Turkey clearly are determined to have the war continue, and this ceasefire is in a way, you know, a problem for them. It's raising hopes that there could be an alternative. But I'm quite sure that the Syrian government, the Russian governments are both not relying on Turkey and Saudi Arabia to cooperate with this. They are planning, obviously, for the opposite to happen. That is to say that Saudi Arabia and Turkey will continue to do their best to supply the rebels, including al-Nusra Front, of course, primarily, that they have been supporting for the last 5 years, or last 4 years at least. So I think that's really not what the strategy of this ceasefire is based on at all.
But in what way are these two countries benefiting from the war in Syria?
Well, I think both Saudi Arabia and Turkey would like to see the overthrow of the Bashar al-Assad regime. Saudi Arabia, I think, even more quite determined to do that, even more than Turkey. And I think they have seen an opportunity here that they were hoping to exploit. I don't think that there's any other need for a further explanation than that.
And what would be the consequences if this ceasefire doesn't hold?
I think that the ceasefire is probably not going to continue indefinitely, and that there will be a continuation of the effort by the Russian Air Force and in support of the Syrian and Iranian troops and some Kurdish YPG forces on the ground to try to cut the lines of communication, the lines of supply from the Turkish border to the Aleppo area. And that has been relatively successful, if not 100% successful. It certainly has been quite effective in basically making it very difficult for the supplies to get through from Turkey. So I think that is going to be the primary direction that events will take when and if the ceasefire does finally end and the fighting begins again in earnest.
All right, Gareth Porter, investigative journalist from Washington. Thanks for your thoughts there, sir.